All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for another great week of Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, this week coming to you from BMO Harris Bank Center in Rockford. 8 matches on the card, 4 titles on the line, as Dan Spivey defends the television title against a third straight open invitation challenger. Then you have Illinois heavyweight title on the line, Cowboy Ron Bass being forced to defend the title against Iceman King Parsons. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we get there. American heavyweight title on the line as Sting, having come off a very phenomenal time limit draw for the world heavyweight title last week, defends the title against Greg the Hammer Valentine. And then our main event tonight is the World Tag Team titles on the line. New Age Outlaws defending the titles against Brickhouse Brown and Billy Travis. More about how that gets there in just a moment. But before that, we've got many more matches to go. So let's get started. Opening match of the card, Kendall Windham facing off against Iron Mike Sharp. And Kendall makes quick work of Sharp, drilling him into the mat with the powerbomb of doom in a time of 2 minutes, 35 seconds. Television title on the line. And is anyone interested in a third open invitation challenger in a row for that title? Thanks to the gang war between Jeff Jarrett and Rolando Freeman, several PWA wrestlers were preoccupied with their own storyline to bother with a television title shot. This week, Caprice Coleman, the Steel City Heavyweight Champion, comes to Rockford to add another title belt to his collection. The Ageless Wonder, as he's now called, has a great match against Spivey. Coleman looks to have the match well in hand as he heads to the top turnbuckle. Heenan pulls his foot off the turnbuckle to crotch him on the rod. David Manning calls for the bell, giving Coleman the win by disqualification. Spivey climbs the turnbuckle and tosses Coleman across the ring with a vicious superplex before leaving the ring with the title belt. A bit of a side note here. 11 weeks into Spivey's reign as television champion, we see that his matches have gone all over the board. A good heel champion can find a way to retain the title without having to defeat his opponent. As many champions have said in promos throughout wrestling history, the champion doesn't have to beat the challenger. The challenger has to beat the champion. Will someone end Spivey's reign? Obviously, I'm not going to have him reign as champion forever. He was a very underrated wrestler during his runs in WCW and WWE. But since Vince had originally considered Spivey to be the Undertaker, I thought it would be good to see what might happen had he received the push I believe he should have had, even as Waylon Mercy. I'm not saying that he should have received a reign as the world champion or even the U.S. or intercontinental champion, but I think Spivey could have made a great WCW television champion. I wish they had another singles title in the WWF back in the day, like the television title, that would have allowed some of the more overlooked and underpushed wrestlers to have a title to contend for. I mean, after all, that is what the television title was there for. But no, they come out with the hardcore title just to make fun of ECW. But that's what Vince decided to do. That's what he did. I have never really liked the idea of the hardcore title. Yes, have no DQ matches, have all kinds of gimmick matches, that's fine. But to have an entire title based on that. Now, having said that, and when I did Super Pro Wrestling Federation between 96 and 2001, I did have the Super Pro Heavyweight title as the top title, and which was a gimmick title, as I took King Kong Bundy's idea that, no, you had to have a 5 count to win that title. And that made a lot of the matches, as guys would get up having pinned the champion after a count of 3, thinking they'd won the match, only to realize they've got a few more minutes to go because, you know, the champion has to be pinned on a count of 5. Now, granted, I'll have that because it's something that makes the match itself a little bit harder, not just something that we add on to just make a wow factor. It's something to make sure that you have kind of an undisputed champion. But again, that was 20 plus years ago. And my ideas have changed since then as to how to run a wrestling organization just a little bit. But I do like to see the scientific basic wrestling matches that you do see here on PWA. Yes, some of them get out there. Like, I'm sure the Illinois heavyweight title is going to be out there in that match with Cowboy Ron Bass and Iceman King Parsons and their feud that has been going on all summer. But enough of my digression into this rabbit hole. We need to get back to the matches. Next match. Let's put the captains against each other, finally. Jeff Jarrett facing off against Rolando Freeman. And they have a great match. Pringle climbs onto the ring apron. Jarrett takes a swing at him, but Pringle ducks it. Pringle grabs Jarrett. Freeman runs into the opposite ropes for a vicious crossbody, but Jarrett frees himself. And Freeman sails right into Pringle. Both men fall to the concrete floor. Jarrett climbs out onto the ring apron and drops a double axe handle across Freeman's back. Jarrett tosses Freeman into the ring post before rolling him back into the ring. Jarrett rolls into the ring himself, struts for a second before wrapping Freeman up in a figure four. Freeman tries and tries to get to the ropes, but he is forced to tap out. Your winner is Jeff Jarrett in a time of 5 minutes, 45 seconds. Next match has PG-13 facing off against Tully Blanchard and Chris Candido. These two tag teams are looking to get themselves in line for a title shot against the New Age Outlaws. They have a marvelous match with all four men having good moments. PG-13 gets an advantage around the 15-minute mark. JC Ice goes for a monkey flip in a neutral corner, but Candido holds onto the ropes. As Ice rolls back to his feet, Candido levels him with a vicious lariat. Candido tags in Blanchard, who quickly gets the pin with the slingshot suplex in a time of 17 minutes, 24 seconds. Your winners are Tully Blanchard and Chris Candido. All right, here we go. You want to talk about fireball matches. Illinois heavyweight title on the line. Cowboy Ron Bass being forced to defend the title against Iceman King Parsons. And even though both men want the match, I make it a title match. But there is a special referee in the match. The man who is in charge of the action in the ring is the world heavyweight champion, Stone Cold Steve Austin. If there is anyone who can maintain law and order between these two men, it would be the Texas Rattlesnake. Austin comes out to the ring first to a great reaction from the crowd. Iceman and Bass come down to the ring with their managers. Bass holds the title belt high before handing it over to Austin. He tells Austin that he better call the match down the middle. Heenan tells Austin the same thing. Austin looks at both of them and chuckles before calling for the bell to match to start. Austin manages to keep the match within the ring and within the rules. And it is a fairly even match until Bass gains an advantage about the 20-minute mark. He plants Iceman with a bulldog from the corner to get the pin and retain the title. Bass gets up and tells Heenan to get the title belt. Heenan slides it into the ring and Bass picks it up. He proudly displays the belt to the crowd and then puts it in Austin's face. Austin repays Bass with a stunner in the middle of the ring. Iceman gets up, picks up the title belt, but Austin drops him with a stunner as well. The champion and the challenger are left laying in the ring as the world heavyweight champion leaves to massive cheers. Well, yes, he called the match right down the middle. Both men got stunners at the end. Not showing any favoritism, but Bass is still your Illinois heavyweight champion, having gotten the pin in a time of 21 minutes, 15 seconds. Next match has Bad Company facing off against Lightning Express. These two top tag teams have another good but quick match. Brad tries to replicate the abdominal stretch pin on Diamond, but Tanaka nails him from behind with a karate kick. Diamond hip tosses his way out of the hold. Bad Company tries to make quick work of Brad, but Horner climbs into the ring to even the score. As Tanaka and Horner battle on one side of the ring, Diamond runs into the ropes, but Sunshine trips him as he hits the ropes. He stumbles into a DDT by Brad for the pin. In a time of 3 minutes, 54 seconds, your winners are the Lightning Express, Brad Armstrong, and Tim Horner. If, yes, Sunshine had to insert herself a little bit, I mean, maybe she's been around Percy Pringle and Gary Hart and all these guys a little too much. They're rubbing off on her. But she's sick of what was going on in the ring and between Bad Company and her guys. All right, next match. Semi-main event, American heavyweight title on the line. Sting defending the American heavyweight title against Greg the Hammer Valentine, the Yankee Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion. And Valentine and Sting have an absolutely amazing match. Valentine has Sting locked in the figure four when the bell rings to say that the time limit has expired. Sting and Valentine get to their feet after the bell rings. They extend their hands and shake. The crowd erupts as the two champions hold up each other's hand. One of these times, I probably should let the challenger, especially in these open invitations, win the title. This is one of those opportunities where it was just difficult to decide which wrestler to hold the title. Both are worthy of holding any of PWA's titles. Maybe there will be a rematch between these two for the American heavyweight title in the future. Maybe also Sting and Valentine as a tag team. That might bring about some interesting turnabouts. But again, I would say this would be nice, but we've seen what's happened when I've let outsiders hold titles. I mean, we had Rick Rude being over in Motor City Wrestling, which we haven't seen a lot of this summer because they're starting to pull away from us having their own base of operations. And with Bruce City getting a foothold in Milwaukee, they're not having the matches at Pfizer Forum anymore. So we remember what happened with Rick Rude, whether as the world champion or as the world tag team champions with Chris Adams, and them being away from the PWA roster. But anyway, back to our main event. World tag team titles on the line. New Age Outlaws defending against Brickhouse Brown and Billy Travis. Every tag team in the PWA is asking the same question. Why the heck are Brickhouse Brown and Billy Travis receiving a world tag team title shot? As promoter and booker, my answer is, why not? If the Outlaws desire to be seen as fighting champions, they should fight everyone. The champions and the challengers brawled out for more than 12 minutes. Finally, David Manning is fed up with all the constant interference by everyone around the ring. He calls for the bell and leaves the ring as all four men are brawling. Manning says he has disqualified both teams. Manning even takes it into his own hands to take the title belts with him as he leaves the ringside area. So the match ends as a double disqualification in a time of 13 minutes, 18 seconds. Both Pringle and Precious climb onto the ring apron to let their wrestlers know what happened. The four men stop fighting. They turn around towards the aisle as Manning walks up the aisle with the title belts. The champions demand the microphone, but the ring announcer refuses to hand it over. What is with the referee leaving with the title belts? It makes for a great storyline with the fighting champions and seeing the head referee taking charge. Are the Outlaws still the World Tag Team Champions? Has Manning held the titles up? After all, it was the first time that these two tag teams faced each other. We'll see what happens next week. I will get Manning to say what he is thinking and doing. So you're going to have to come back next week to find out what is going through David Manning's mind. And I promise you I'll get to that right away in that episode. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here. Who are the World Tag Team Champions? We will have to find out. But that is one of the things that I enjoy putting in here to bring you back next week to see what is going to happen. So until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here for your favorite pro wrestling fantasy league Pro Wrestling America, and we will see you next week.